26 minutes to 10, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Richard Good from the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party in New Zealand, and Richard standing for the Mana electorate. Of course, voting is next Saturday. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Nigel.
Lovely Thanks. Sort of a day.
It's beautiful.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Now, the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, I was reading last night, the ALCP, as you know, has increased their position in the polls by 800% in 1 week. The leader of the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, Wellington barrister Michael Appleby, was thrilled to see the party race up the latest New Zealand Herald poll. So that's quite exciting for you.
I believe we're at 0.8%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he reckons you might make it up to 3.6.
If you get to 8%, I'll be an MP.
That's right. Richard, you're ninth on the party list at the moment,
aren't
you?
That's right, yeah.
Right. Tell us, the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, I mean, immediately you mention cannabis, people say, well, hell, why are they standing? They shouldn't be allowed. Well, why are you standing?
Cannabis is a plant, and it's a very useful plant. It's got a multitude of uses, industrial uses. It can be, it's the hemp plant. It's the very same plant. You can make rope, you can make paper, you can make food, you can make biofuel. And we should be growing fields and fields of it. But we're not, because it looks like another variant of the same plant, which can be used as a recreational drug, which many people prefer to alcohol. We've had some antics recently from an All Black called Zach. Stone people don't do that kind of thing. They just sit quietly on the couch and giggle. Yeah.
So you're suggesting that we should grow this and sell it as such?
I think we should. We're the Legalised Cannabis Party. We'll legalise cannabis for all uses, industrial, medical. I'll mention that shortly. It's a medicine which some people need and should be legally allowed to have.
What about young people? I mean, they're going to get this drug and it's not good for them. Not good for anyone, they say.
Our policy is an R18, strict R18 policy, same as for alcohol, except that we'd want this policy to be properly enforced. Okay.
Impairments, though, what impairments does it have? I'm thinking if you're driving a vehicle and you've been on marijuana, what does it mean?
Yeah, look, people should not get stoned and drive, the same as they shouldn't get drunk and drive.
So we should have drug testing as well as drink drive testing?
Yeah, we should. We should keep stoned people off the road, just as we keep drunk people off the road.
Looking at a more productive side, though, of the hemp, I heard the other night that it could be very useful around our riverways to protect the rivers. Is that correct?
Tell me what you heard, Nigel.
Well, that's from one of the candidates in the Otaki electorate. He suggested they'd be planted along the riverbanks.
Yes.
And this would protect our rivers from rain-offs and, from runoffs from farms and that.
I can see cannabis would protect us from erosion.
Now, the policies, have you got any other policies apart from Aotearoa just legalising cannabis?
But we've got a range of policies.
Yeah.
But we're a single-issue party. We have one core policy, and that's the one I'm focusing on. That's what we're all focusing on. You know, if we get into Parliament, we'll be reaching some sort of deal with Labor or National, and we'll be giving them confidence and supply in exchange for legalising cannabis.
I heard a very good one this morning that you both want to grow things, National and you. National, the economy, and you, the green hemp.
Yeah, well, look, speaking about growing the economy, we're in a bit of a world recession, and this election, I think a lot of people are going to be thinking about the financial aspect of their vote, the money side of things. What's in it for them financially? Because people are hurting in the wallet. And I'm pleased to say that of all the parties that you can vote for in Mana and at this election, the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party is one party where our policy doesn't cost you anything. In fact, it saves you hundreds of millions of dollars a year. It costs $116 million a year, apparently, just to enforce cannabis prohibition. And that's a lot of money, and we're talking billions. When you talk about the GST that we're actually missing out on by keeping cannabis illegal, if you could buy it at a shop, sort of R18 type of shop, like a sex shop or a bottle store, then you'd be paying GST on your cannabis. And look, I mean, you've got 400,000 New Zealanders who are classified as current cannabis users. That's a lot of people. And an ounce of cannabis, and perhaps each of those people goes through one per year, that costs $300. That's the market price for an ounce of cannabis. It's inflation-proof. It hasn't changed for 10 years. And it's available to anyone who wants it. I mean, the law doesn't work. It's a pointless waste of $116 million a year trying to enforce this thing. Let's spend that money on schools who are crying out for funds, spend it on hospitals, spend it on Transmission Gully even, or on some, more trains that run on time.
What about educating our young people on this? Have you got a policy to educate young people?
Look, we would educate young people in schools about the dangers of drugs. But we would keep it real and factual. Young people are not stupid. They pick up when they're being told something that's hypocritical. And the law isn't for sending messages to young people, but the law does send messages to young people. And the message that young people get is that the people who make the law are fools and hypocrites, because the two most dangerous drugs in this country are alcohol and tobacco. They kill more people in this country than all other drugs put together, by several fold. And why are those two most dangerous drugs legal and all the other drugs, which are less dangerous, are illegal? That doesn't add up. And young people, it breeds disrespect for the law. It really does.
Once you've got started on cannabis, does this lead to you wanting to get onto a stronger substitute?
The ALCP's drug policy is a bit broader than cannabis. What we want to see is safe drugs made legally available for adult use. At the moment, the only drugs that we are legally allowed to take are, we've got caffeine, of course. Alcohol's the main one, and everything else pretty much is illegal. That doesn't mean it's unavailable. What you can get is those drugs which are easy to either brew or grow or cook up in a very basic kitchen laboratory. And one of the very easiest drugs to manufacture is actually one of the most harmful, and that's methamphetamine. The reason that there is a pee epidemic is because other drugs are illegal.
So you would try and deglamorize the use of marijuana if you legalized it?
We wouldn't try to deglamorize it. That's what would happen naturally. I mean,
because it's just a common product.
It's just a common product. It doesn't have that forbidden fruit factor. And I mean, I'm not just making this up. You can look at the countries which have tried this approach. You can look at Holland and more recently Portugal. In Portugal, possession of any drug for personal use has been decriminalized for the last 10 years. If the police catch you with some marijuana or some heroin, you get a warning, and you get offered some help if you have a drug problem. And their rate of teenage drug use has just gone down. And there are no political parties in Portugal who actually want to change the law there. Everyone is happy with it. And it's decriminalisation of all drugs for personal use. Still illegal to sell them, but the police are not wasting their time chasing cannabis users and arresting people.
Recreational, spiritual, cultural, you will say, used by.
Yeah.
And research? Is it still being researched?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, you've heard of Chronic.
Yes.
Which is a...
That's been banned now.
A product which contains synthetic cannabinoids, and that's been banned.
Yes.
But, I mean, those synthetic cannabinoids were developed by scientists in medical research labs who were looking for analgesic drugs. And a lot of those have use, and there's a huge number of natural chemicals which occur in cannabis. It's a very effective medicine for pain relief, for anti-nausea, as a treatment for glaucoma. It's helpful for patients with multiple sclerosis.
And for clothing?
Look, you can make hemp clothing, I forgot to mention clothing, with the hemp plant, which is essentially the same plant. Hemp is a strain of cannabis which has been bred to make clothing and rope, whereas the cannabis that people smoke recreationally is a different strain of the plant that's been bred for its intoxicant properties.
So this, you could see bringing in employment for New Zealanders?
Look, we're talking billions here, Nigel. Yes. We really are. I mean, I was over in the UK about 10 years ago, and being a bit of a cannabis enthusiast, I made a special trip to not just any country in Europe. I went to Holland. I went to Amsterdam to check out the scene, and it's very, very civilized over there. You know, there's all these people riding around on bikes, and there's the Van Gogh Museum, and it's a very civilized city, and it's very friendly and peaceful, and I could go into a coffee shop and buy some marijuana and sit there drinking a latte and rolling a joint and then smoking it and just watching the police drive past. And they didn't bother me, I didn't bother them, and it was a live and let live sort of place. And we could get to be the Amsterdam of the South Pacific. We can get thousands of drug tourists coming over here, spending their money and not causing us any problems at all, keeping very quiet.
Richard Good, is Aotearoa legalised cannabis? Why should we vote for the Aotearoa legalised cannabis party, and Richard Good in particular?
I think you should vote for the LCP because it's going to be helpful to your financial situation. There'll be no new taxes, there'll be a whole lot of money freed up, a lot of extra revenue coming in from GST and from the tourist trade, and you know, the government won't be raising GST because they'll have legalised cannabis instead.